You are listening to In the Moment on SDPB Radio, and we are spending today talking about the South Dakota Day of Giving. It's the first ever statewide coordinated event surrounding philanthropy for the state. And now we have Patty Martinson. She is a member of the Black Hills Center for Equality Board of Directors, and Sarah Keppen, who is board president. This is a group that stands against bullying and discrimination through support of South Dakota's LGBTQ community. Patty, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thank you.
Sarah, thanks for being here as well.
Thank you so much. We're happy to be here this morning.
Patty, let's start with you. Tell us a little bit about how long this organization has been around and what its efforts are in the community.
The Black Hills Center for Equality has been around since around 2008. We initially started as an affiliate of the center in Sioux Falls, and then we became our own nonprofit. I have been a volunteer since 2008 and then joined the board a couple years later.
Tell me a little bit about your efforts in the community, and maybe, Sarah, you want to talk about sort of the need first. What is going on in South Dakota for LGBTQ people that really particularly needs to be, you know, have the awareness raised?
Yes, thank you so much for the question. So some of the things that we are currently working on in our community, we're really focusing on those sort of more diverse and vulnerable members of our community. Right now, that would be our LGBTQ youth population, as well as our transgender population as well. What we're seeing is nationally sort of this movement to sort of erase the transgender community. And then right here in South Dakota, we have our new governor-elect Kristi Noem, who has publicly said that she would sign a bathroom bill. And just the very fact that you introduce those bills into the legislature, whether or not they actually get signed or move forward, that really creates a lot of trauma with our transgender community, thinking that they are not loved and supported in the community. So what we are trying to do is we're trying to make sure that those members of our community that are most vulnerable, that LGBTQ youth and our transgender population, know that they have love and support in our community. And one of the things that we're really working on is the fact that we feel that there needs to be physical space for us to provide those support and resources. That is something our organization had at one point, and we would like to get move forward with that physical space, as we know that's something that our community is truly asked for, to have that space that they can come together as a community and to have a space where they can gather, and then we can provide those physical support and resources for those most vulnerable members of our community.
Patty, talk a little bit about bullying and just how pervasive it can be, and how, you know, when we use the word vulnerable, and we also talk about leadership, you know, and when there is a sort of a statewide debate about a bathroom bill or something, which we're surely expecting to see this upcoming legislative session, how does that impact someone in the community just going to school day by day?
Well, gay, lesbian youth tend to have a higher rate of suicide. They are, you know, more likely to be targeted by, you know, other youth, you know, as far as bullying and that kind of thing. What we have discovered is that what really helps is having a gay-straight alliance in the schools, which is a youth-led group that, you know, welcomes, you know, all youth in that group, and they support each other. And that really improves the mental health not only of the gay and lesbian youth, but also studies have shown that it also reduces suicide in the youth population as well. So we currently have youth that are serving on the board, so they have a voice in what we do, and we support their efforts in, you know, events like youth dances or, you know, other things, so they have a voice in what is for the youth in the community, and they can support each other and support all youth.
Sarah, how much of this is just about education, just letting people know, you know, especially across South Dakota, you know, what a transgender person even is, because there can be so many misperceptions as people talk about topics. How much of what you do is really education to just say, here we are, here's who we are?
I would say about 90% of the work that we do really is just get that word out and education in the community. We are really working with our partner organizations, many of which that are part of the South Dakota Gives event today, and really working on an outreach to the community. We're really right now working on being more visible and doing more outreach events and really strengthening those partnerships that we have in the community, because oftentimes the education we do is not necessarily direct education. That education can come from partner organizations such as WABY, which is a domestic violence organization, having members of our community that come through those doors, and they're the ones providing that education and resources. So that's really what we're doing, is we're really working on an education in our community and strengthening those partnerships and outreach to get the word out. Because like you said, it really is just education, I think, really helped us back in 2016 when we had the first bathroom bill. There was just a lot of misconceptions about what it means for someone who has affirmed their gender identity to have the dignity and respect of using the bathroom that matches their gender identity. And many people, including our governor, had at the time, Governor Dugard, had publicly said that he had not met a transgender individual. And so we were able to work with groups around the state in order to provide that education about the transgender community at that time.
Patty Martinson is a member of the Black Hill Center for Equality Board of Directors. Sarah Keppen is the board president. They've joined us from SDPB's Black Hill Surgical Hospital studio in Rapid City. Thank you so much. We appreciate your time today on South Dakota's Day of Giving.
Perfect. Thank you so much. We're happy to be here.